Yeah, so there was the idea of removing the shoes, and those things that aren't aligned with the divine have to be removed so that more interior things can inflow. So this comes down to false memory knowledges, or those knowledges that are wrapped up in person, place, time and space. So the letter of the word itself is divine. It is the Lord, as much as any other part of the word is. But the sense of the letter, the literal meaning, is not. So that is what gets put off, so that those vessels can become something that can hold what is higher. So when person, place, time and space is put off, the same words are in front of us, but we understand them differently. And that is the bones and flesh of the Lord. The body, the external, but the overlay of person, place, time and space are these shoes that have to be removed if the Lord is to be seen. So when we talk about removing person, place, time and space, it's not removing the letter, it's just understanding it in a different way. And that's why the bush burns and is not consumed, because at the very letter is the Lord as to his flesh and bones, whereas our sensuous things can't be raised up, they have to be pushed out because the proprium is embedded within that. And as they are pushed out, we're given a new sense of self, which is a heavenly sense of self, which is the Lord present in us.